Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Art Alexakis and his band Everclear, April 30th at the Capitol Theater, a magnificent venue. Art joined us today on the show. If you missed it, check it out. It'll be up at theboneonline.com between now and sometime. All right. Let's burn through a couple of calls real quick. We got to get back on schedule because I'm bad at such a thing. Zach, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. What can I do for you, Zachary?
What's going on, sir? No, I just want to make a quick comment. When you had said something about you rambling on, then you went to say something about how gays were born gay or something like that.
That's what I think, yes.
And I was just saying, like, well, do you think pedophiles are born that way too then? So, I mean, that's kind of like the same difference, besides one likes man or woman to woman, and one likes children.
Well, no,
that's kind of dangerous.
It's not the same thing at all, actually. Something happens to pedophiles, usually sexual abuse of their own, that turns them into someone who unnaturally is attracted to children. Did you make a decision to be straight?
Excuse me.
Did you make a decision to be straight?
I apologize.
Did you try to be gay?
No, I wouldn't try to. I don't try to be gay. It's what I'm attracted to.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I mean.
Right,
that, some people are
that's
just
what I mean.
Actually attracted to children.
But that is not something I don't think that is innate. You don't automatically, you're not naturally attracted to children. It sounds kind of like you're comparing sexual orientation with sexual dysfunction when you say that pedophilia is the same thing as homosexuality. Maybe to you it is.
I think homosexuality is more of a preference. Is what you like. It's
like heterosexuality.
If you like big girls, yes. If you like big girls, you like big girls.
He doesn't really like big girls, sir.
I do, dude. I do like big girls a lot. I love the big honeys. So wait,
I don't mess with anything skinny myself. I ain't trying to strike a fire.
All right, good. So I'm confused. Let me ask you this: do you think that people are born gay or are born straight, or do you think that they learn those behaviors?
I think, because I've had some actually friends or people I've talked to, and some of them have actually been either molested while they're a child or something like that.
Okay.
So, I mean, I kind of equivalate it to the same thing as a pedophile. That's what I mean by that, because usually the person who actually likes children has also probably been messed with while they're children. That's most of the time how it happens.
So you consider homosexuality to be a mental illness? Is that what I'm getting from you?
No, I don't think it's a mental illness. I just think it's a choice. It's just what I don't have a problem with anything. I don't really care.
So let me circle it back to this. So maybe I can help enlighten you a little bit, because you sound like a pretty bright guy. You're a little confused, maybe a little ignorant.
Well, I am an electrician, so I am pretty bright.
That's shocking. So so when you first had your first kiss with a girl, 8, 9, 12 years old, however old you were. Were you attracted to both genders, and then you made the choice to be attracted to a girl, or were you naturally attracted to a girl?
I've been attracted to females since I was born.
Okay.
I started liking girls in kindergarten.
Perfect. Then is it that hard to understand that just as you're attracted to girls in kindergarten, that there are dudes who are attracted to dudes in kindergarten?
But that's the same thing what I'm saying. There could be a kid that's attracted to kids.
I don't know why you're so obsessed with kid touchers, but try to get pedophiles out of your mind for a second. Try to get pedophiles out of your mind for a second. You seem to be obsessed on pedophilia, which I find bizarre and a little bit disturbing.
I'm not obsessed about it.
You are.
I'm just saying when you said that they're born like that. My pedophiles.
But you were born straight, dude. You were born straight, and some people are born attracted to the same sex. Forget about kid touchers. I know that's hard for you because you seem to have a passion for talking about kid touchers. But let's forget about pedophilia. Let's talk about the two main sexual orientations, Zach, homosexuals and heterosexuals. You are naturally attracted to women. Women's. You love women's, okay? We all love women. Not all of us, but most of us guys, we love women. Some dudes are attracted to other dudes. Why is that so hard to understand?
Some people love kids.
But don't you think that there's a reason? All I'm saying is there's a reason.
No, the reason is they're attracted to them, bro. Like, just like you're into women, some dudes are into dudes. Don't look for, nothing happened to them.
All right, let me jump in for Zach. Do you think that people can be born predisposed to being attracted to children?
No.
You don't? Okay.
No. I don't think anyone is born with a natural attraction to children.
If you're a man and you like men, you can be delivered.
That's all I'm saying is if you're saying that people can actually be born gay, then that's actually opening up the doors for, let's say, a law. They're in court or something. People could say, hey, I'm not like this. I was born like this because I'm born to like children. I mean, it's the same. It's almost the same thing. It's not the
Zach,
right.
No, Zach, you can't
a man or a woman.
Bro, you got to be kidding me right now. You are not really this way. You are playing a joke on me, acting like you're this ignorant because you sound like such a bright guy. You're just refusing to get this. Like, okay, Zach, I'm going to try. All right, look, listen.
I don't understand how you can't see they're on the same. That's you're attracted to what you're attracted to, right?
Yes, men or women, right?
Men or women, or dog or cat or whatever the hell you like. If you like chickens, you like chickens. If that's what you're into,
that would be a tough sell. But
man, I don't know.
Wait, let me ask you a question, Drew.
Yes,
so if you like kids,
yes.
How do you explain that? Is that something that something happened? Are there people that like kids where there's nothing that happened to them?
I don't think so. I don't think there are any non-trauma based pedophiles. I think all pedophiles, something is wrong with them psychologically.
Okay, now I don't know how they became that way,
right.
But I do think there's some people who like kids that nothing happened to them.
Nothing at all?
Yeah.
Are they mentally ill?
I don't know what they are.
I think they are.
I agree with Kevin.
What? That some people are born attracted to kids?
That you could maybe have an attraction towards kids and nothing happened to you.
Right. Okay, I will allow for that possibility.
It's like there's strippers who are strippers and they had good fathers.
Right. They're rare, but they do happen.
It'd be tough to say that across the board.
Sure.
It never happened.
No doubt. But we can all agree that that is a sexual dysfunction. To be attracted to children, that is a sexual dysfunction.
Not accepted in this country. So if that's something you're into, you got to change it quickly.
Or move to Bangkok.
Right. So just in this country.
Right.
So, I mean, for here, we're just, I don't want to go global with this conversation.
Right. We're going global. So we're going to forget about kids, dogs, chickens, gerbils, everything, and we're just going to deal with men's and women's. So most people are attracted to one of those two, men's or women's.
Well, you got that pansexual stuff.
Yeah. So
it's just getting too much, not too much, because I'm not trying to, because we're on the heightened level of offensity. Nowadays,
yeah,
my wife has plenty of gay friends and everything like that. But I mean, I try not to spark the conversation unless somebody talks to me about it. But when somebody says they're born that way, I'm like, but if a lot of people are born that way, I don't know.
Though. Why is it so hard to understand that somebody might be born gay? The same preference that
but
you have.
The same thing can say. You can say the same thing for some people that's born attracted to children.
We're done.
I feel like women. Women.
We're done.
I think we would have to hear from an actual pedophile.
I think we just did.
No.
I think we just did. I think he's forwarding the pedophile agenda.
Oh, my God.
Damn it, Zach. We were trying to have a short break, and look what happened.
I know.
But
I could have talked to that guy all day.
Man, I couldn't handle the pedophile analogy one more time.
But most pedophiles repeat. They repeat the behavior.
Right.
Even though they know it's illegal and it's wrong and it's in our society, it's frowned upon.
Right.
They still do it.
Yes, it's a compulsion.
It's a compulsion.
Yes. They're compelled by that. They are. I don't know if it's an addiction.
Well, wait a minute. Are you compelled to have sex with women?
Me? Hell yeah. Like 24/7. But what about children? Jackie, what's up?
Hi. Based on both me personally being molested as well as raped, I was bisexual before then. Okay. Do I have an attraction to children? No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Okay.
But I never could understand why I'm attracted to the other sex. There is a big difference between being a pervert and being gay. You know, they've done scientific tests where we are all born bisexual.
Huh?
But, you know, society tells you, and parents, you know, a man is to be with a woman is to be with a man. You try to do that. But, you know, sometimes you just you can't understand why you're attracted to the opposite sex until you figure it out. But as far as being a child molester.
I'm sorry. The orchestra is playing you off. I am so sorry. I know you had more points to get to, Jackie, but the orchestra started playing.
Scientific test is the phrase that gets the walk-off music today.
Duly noted. Joe, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Joe?
Wow, I feel like it's like talk to Drew Sex Garabo Live today or something. I can tell you that I am a straight male. I've been married to a beautiful, beautiful wife for 14 years. I have a wonderful son.
Well, tell me more about your life, please, because that's certainly pertinent info.
I had the unfortunate happenings of being abused sexually as a child.
Okay, so sorry.
I can tell you that I am in no way, shape, or form attracted to any kind of child.
Good.
So to say that the one guy that called that said if you're, you know, you're abused, you're born, you know, or somehow you're born attracted to children, or if you're abused, you're automatically attracted to children.
Nobody said automatically. Just I said that's a factor. I said that can be a factor if you have sexual abuse. That many abusers were abusees. That's all, not all.
Okay, and then I thought it was the other gentleman that was saying that was making the assumption that if you were abused, then you are attracted to children.
No, I made the observation that many people who are sexually abused become sexual abusers.
I will love a woman.
The other guy was just equivalating.
I love
which is
that
my
word.
My favorite word, yeah.
727-579-1025. Michael, you say you can be born a pedophile.
Yes, you can be born with that sexual deviation, a predisposition to be attracted to younger people. Unfortunately, some people are born that way. It's just like homosexuality, except in this society, and as rightfully it should be, it is wrong to be sexually attracted to children. So to act upon that is obviously not good, but it's a sickness. It is an illness. For anyone to be sexually attracted to someone that isn't sexually available,
right.
Not only that, but a child is... It's heartbreaking.
I agree. Thank you very much. I think we're all on the same page there. Real quick, Rob, go ahead, sir.
I think you got to take a minute to consider yourself into this whole situation personally.
Myself?
Wake up
okay.
Every morning.
Right.
Well, yeah, whoever.
All right.
You know, I wake up and I like boobs. It's not a decision that I make. It's just what I'm attracted to, and so I don't have anything to say about the whole pedophile thing. I don't know anything about that.
Thank you.
I thought I like women! Women!
He just called to say he wakes up in the morning and he likes boobs.
We all do.
That's not a bad call.
It's way better than looking at your Twitter and finding out that Aaron Hernandez died. I'd much rather think about boobs. But this morning I looked at my Twitter and I saw that Aaron Hernandez died, and it started my day in a very sad way. Not for Aaron Hernandez, but just for the path that he walked.
And out of this very passionate 15-minute conversation, all everybody's going to take away from it is equivalate.
That's it. That's all you really need
to
know.
That's all you need to know.
Equivalate. I can't say I enjoyed the conversation at the time, but I do enjoy what it sparked. So thank you, Zach.
You'd be a tough professor to have one day, because if you didn't like the answer that your student was giving you, this class would come to a screeching halt.
No doubt.
Until they see things your way.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say, I think it's hard for anyone to sit here and say, oh, well, pedophiles are born this way, because it's so horrible. It almost seems like you're giving them a pass.
Right.
And
like there's nothing they can do about
it. No one's willing to give them a pass.
Right.
In this country.
All right. If you're on the line and you want to weigh in on this, that's fine. We'll take your call on the other side of it. John will take their calls. But It's Okay, It's Not Okay is next. Where, man, I'll tell you what. This is a really sticky one, because there is a... When it comes to alcohol, we all know that it permeates our society. It's everywhere. It's part of our social activities. It's part of our work, part of our play, part of everything. For those who try to avoid it, life can be very difficult. And in today's It's Okay, It's Not Okay, we're going to weigh having respect and sensitivity for those who are trying to live an alcohol-free life with the right of free market enterprise to exist and sell goods. next on Drew Garabo Live's It's Okay, It's Not Okay. I can't put it any better than that. Sunset, 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 the name I want you to think of when you think Chevrolet. Sunset gives you more for your trade than any other dealer. They have no hassle pricing. You go in and tell them what you want to pay, they get it done. Plus, they have guaranteed credit approval. What else could you possibly ask for? Well, 0% financing for 72 months. Done. 20% off a new Tahoe, Suburban, or Silverado. Absolutely. Go see Mike Freeman and his team at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of guaranteed credit approval, 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.